like to say to you that one of the greatest joys of my life is to get to come to the house of God and listen to the singing of songs of praise to our Savior, to feel the fellowship and hear the word of God preached by men that God has called.
Amen. Amen.
I've tried just about all of my life not to trample on the time that has been allotted. And from a little bitty child going to church, I remember we had two men in our area that their normal time was 2 hours apiece. And I tell you what, I usually went to sleep before they got done. And I'm so glad that that time has passed. My daddy told me, says, if you can't say what's on your heart within 40, 45 minutes, you've been up too long anyway. And he also said, if when you up, those times in which the Lord pours his spirit upon your soul, says you cannot have the strength nor the people patience enough for you to tell it anyhow. So you might as well stop and take it up again at another time. So it's not my purpose to take much time this morning, because we've got three good men to listen to after I sit down. I do want to come before you in obedience to the desire that was requested of me to make a comment and try to open the services with prayer. And I'm going to try to read a portion of a psalm that David wrote, and it's recorded in the 27th psalm. David was a man that causes us to be very perplexed sometimes when we see his life. And we rejoice many times when we see the forgiveness that God gave him and the giant that God made out of him in the nation of Israel and crowned him king. He had enemies.
Yes, he did.
Of his own son.
Yes, he did.
And many others that tried to destroy him. And many of the psalms express his feelings about that and about the worship of God. This is one of them. So may God bless us to hear his recorded word. Psalms 27, starting with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
There you go.
If you can think about that, whom will you fear if he is your life and your salvation? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And this is the last verse that I'll do, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. I hope you can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
Please bow with me while I try to pray. O merciful, everlasting Lord God Almighty, I thank you this morning, Lord, that there's at least this many people left in this world that wanted to come together and worship you. And God, we understand that we cannot do that except we do it in spirit and in truth. Lord, we love Orthodox teaching, but God, those men who come before us today to preach to us, thank you that you have given them the understanding of the truth. But I pray, God, that you would come down today with your Holy Spirit and bless them and cause them to feel the spirit of their calling and rise far above themselves and bring to us a message, Lord, straight from heaven, that you would have us to hear. Lord, not only do they need the Spirit, we need it too. And Lord, would you open our ears and enable us to understand what we hear. And Lord, may we be able to carry it with us when we leave and go home, and may it be beneficial to us each day until we're able to hear from you again. Lord, I ask you to be with each church that is represented in this fellowship, and bless them to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and in number. Lord, raise up gifts and people who are able to be strong for you in their assemblies, and help them to continue. Lord, we hear of too many places where the word is not sounded anymore. Father, thank you that you have let me live in a place where I am able to get out so far and hear it. Thank you for this day and for this people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Jim. Amen.